More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Hey, team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, December 7th edition of the program. We have a result out of Georgia. Herschel Walker lost to Raphael Warnock. Why did this happen, and what do we need to know about the Republican Party's strategy going forward so that we don't lose more winnable seats like this? What can we do? Let's have an honest discussion about that, shall we? Also going to talk to you about Elon Musk firing the deputy general counsel of Twitter, who just happened to be a guy who was a senior lawyer at the FBI, who just happened to be involved in the Russia collusion delusion. So the Twitter files were being assessed by this lawyer who was involved in Russia collusion. He is now out. He has now been fired. We'll talk about that. And they went after Trump with a Trump Organization criminal probe. It doesn't really mean very much, but they got a conviction. Now the libs are all freaking out about it. All of the above. We shall talk about that coming up here in just a moment. But you will notice if you're watching this, say if you're on the Rumble channel, rumble.com/Buck Sexton, I'm sitting in an X chair. I love my X chair. It's super comfortable. It's where I do all my radio work. It's where I get my research done. I spend hours and hours a day in this chair, so it better darn sure be really comfortable. And it is, thanks to X-Chair, the best office chair you're going to find anywhere, and also really customizable, too. You can add armrest to it, headrest, massage pack. You can even get a wider base for the chair to sit on. You get special memory foam to sit on. It is the best chair you're going to get anywhere. And look, it's a premium chair, but you can get it for about $20 a month. So for less than $1 a day, X Chair can make hours and hours at your desk more comfortable and more productive. Go get yourself one today. Go to xchairbuck.com. That's the letter xchairbuck.com. You'll save an extra 10%, but only until December 13th. I want you to get one now for the holidays. xchairbuck.com. Go and get yourself an X Chair. So what happened with Herschel Walker's race in Georgia? He didn't win. And I got to tell you, I didn't think he was going to win based on what we've seen in recent days. There's a lot of analysis out there about this. And here, well, let's just start with here is Herschel Walker conceding and telling everybody you got to get out there and vote. Play clip 10.
One of the things I said is they, when they called the race, I said the numbers doesn't look like they're going to add up. But one of the things I want to tell all of you is you never stop dreaming. I don't want any of you to stop dreaming. I don't want any of you to stop believing in America. I want you to believe in America and continue to believe in the Constitution and believe in our elected officials most of all. Continue to pray for them because all the prayers you've given me, I felt those prayers. So I want to thank all of you as well because there's no excuses in life. And I'm not going to make any excuses now because we put up one heck of a fight. And I said, that's what we got to do. God bless you guys. And let me tell you, stay together. Continue to believe in our elected official. Always, always cast your vote, no matter whatever is happening. Cast your vote. And God we trust. I do. And God we trust. Continue to cast your vote. Never, never, never give up.
Never, never, never give up. That's, well, Winston Churchill famously said that. And I know a lot of others. It's not exactly the hardest thing to come up with, but it's true. Never give up. Okay, fine. That's true. How do we win? We don't want to give up, but we want to fight and win. What do we have to do? We won 7 out of 8 races in Georgia. 7 out of 8 races. Lost Herschel Walker's Senate seat. There's real implications here, unfortunately, for what that means, because now you have 51 Democrat senators. And that means they have control of committees. It means they are more likely to, say, get rid of the filibuster if they choose to do so. There's a lot that comes together with this. So it's worth it for us to have some sense of why did this happen. We had plenty of Republicans win in Georgia. Georgia is a very winnable state. Herschel wasn't the right candidate in this race. All right. Why was Herschel in the race? Well, he wanted to serve his country. Herschel, I don't know him, but he always has struck me as a very decent man who wants to do very well by the people of Georgia and by his country. But he didn't get it done. We need to have an open conversation in the GOP. We need to be willing to discuss with each other on the Republican side and as conservatives, what is going to make it so that we win the next time? What are the issues? What are the things? And who are the kinds of candidates? And that's going to be a process that people disagree on. I mean, I think we're going into what could very well be, and this is what's really on my mind, a primary here for the Republican nomination at some point. It's going to take some time. There'll be a primary, and people are going to feel very passionately about it on different sides. And they're going to feel like there's some kind of almost maybe betrayal going on of their preferred candidate by those who want another candidate. We have to remember that this process of fighting it out, this is what politics is all about. And that our side needs to have the best possible people put forward. And we need to expect that people hone their skills in the arena and win the votes of the people that they seek to support and not just take anything for granted. Raphael Warnock should not have won. This was a winnable Senate seat, and it was a disappointment, to be sure, that it didn't go our way. But there's a lot of people blaming many different things in this process. I took a poll on my just on my Twitter. 50,000 people voted in it, and you know, the basics of it are that most people blame Mitch McConnell. 58,000 people actually voted. Mitch McConnell got 56% of the blame. I mean, Mitch McConnell gave millions of dollars to Herschel Walker, so I have to get an understanding. So Mitch didn't want Herschel to win. I don't think that Mitch had much influence on whether Herschel won or not. And I think Mitch McConnell did make a terrible decision with spending millions of dollars to make sure that Chewbacca lost to Murkowski in Alaska, and a terrible decision to pull money away from Blake Masters. But is it really, it's Mitch McConnell's fault that Georgia didn't go with Herschel Walker? That seems interesting to me. I have to say, and that there's such a desire to place the blame squarely at McConnell's feet. And I'm somebody who blames McConnell for a lot of things, but for Georgia, for this, not as convinced as I am about other things. That's for sure.
And I spoke on the radio show earlier today to Kevin McCarthy, who is running for, what would be Speaker of the House. And he now has a challenge from Congressman Andy Biggs, guy that I've interviewed many times. I find him very likable. At the end of the day, I think it's clear that you're going to see McCarthy as the Speaker of the House. I asked him, though, people feel like nothing ever changes. Leadership doesn't change. Ronna McDaniel may still be the RNC chair. Mitch McConnell, maybe he's going to stay as Senate minority leader. And Kevin McCarthy may stay, or I should say, go from being House minority leader to being Speaker of the House. So if we're not doing well in elections, which we're not doing as well as we should, why is it that the GOP does not change? People in charge of the GOP doesn't seem to adapt to that circumstance. He said, well, let's have it out. And anyone who thinks they can do a better job should make that case. And this is why we have the process we do. But I understand there's a real feeling of we're not getting it done right now. And that leads to a sense of disengagement from the process, dissatisfaction with it all. And we're going to have to hack some things out here. I have to figure out what exactly the future is going to look like of the Republican Party. Look, MyPillow is an amazing company. And the latest that I want to offer you from MyPillow, because there's so many great things, the slippers, the Giza Dream sheets, the mattress topper, the pillows. But if you don't have a nice new towel set, you're missing out. Towels, you know, go over time. They kind of get flimsy and they get coarse. So you could use a 6-piece towel set right now. I know you can. And right now from MyPillow, you can get 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths, typically retailing for $89.98 for a limited time. So you can get this for the low price of $39.98 with promo code BUCK. That's over 50% in savings. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and now for the holiday season, they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and December 25th will have their money-back guarantee extended until March 1st, 2023. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials to get this insanely low price of $39.99 on the towel set. Enter promo code BUCK, that's promo code B-U-C-K, for these great limited-time specials. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials. Get this low price of $39.99 on the towel set. Enter promo code BUCK for these amazing radio specials. So we talked about Herschel Walker's situation. Let's talk about Twitter for a minute here. The firing of James Baker, not that James Baker, a different James Baker, for those of you who remember what I'm talking about. Firing of James Baker as the deputy general counsel of Twitter is the result of, well, the new owner of Twitter finding out that Baker was, well, we don't know the full details of it even yet, but he was overseeing the files that were in the process of being released to Matt Taibbi for what is now called the Twitter files. Well, this guy from the FBI was involved in Russiagate. So you have somebody involved in Russiagate makes their way to Twitter and effectively becomes involved in Twittergate. It's almost like you have these ideologues who find positions of power and authority to surreptitiously and dishonestly try to affect the American political conversation and the balance of power in this country. Yeah, that's exactly what you have, isn't it? That is exactly what is going on here. And I think Elon is doing an incredible job at Twitter cleaning house. I mean, he got rid of 85% of the Twitter employees, I think, is what we've heard so far, which is amazing. I think he should move. He should move Twitter from its headquarters in San Francisco to either Florida, Texas, or Tennessee. I think that he should do that as soon as he possibly can. Get it out of that cesspool that the libs have turned San Francisco's streets into. And this is really encouraging. There's going to be more. There's going to be a lot more information. There's going to be a lot more that comes out, I think, in these Twitter files. And so we have to brace ourselves for the onslaught of propaganda from the left about all this stuff, too. They're going to say, oh, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Everybody knew this. Total lies. They will keep lying to you. They never want to admit anymore that they don't actually, well, they never want to admit that they won't admit anything. That's for sure. They never want to tell you that they were wrong on anything. They'd rather just keep lying to you and gaslighting you.
And that's what you'll see with all these Twitter files and all the rest of it. It's going to just continue this way. But Elon Musk is doing, look, they're saying Zelensky is the man of the year in Time magazine. You may have seen that. I think Elon Musk should be Time magazine's man of the year, except Time magazine is a lib rag, as you know, and left-wing propaganda. So let me ask you this. You ever thought about investing in real estate? Well, if you didn't have the time or expertise to do it on your own before, you got to meet my friends at Done For You Real Estate, because they've trained me, they've taught me how to be a real estate investor, and I've got a portfolio now of multiple houses, and I'm doing really well with it. And I didn't know anything. I never even bought a house to live in before. Done For You Real Estate walked me through every step of the process, picking the area, the house itself, helped me get a mortgage in place, management company to run it, all of that. So they know what they're doing. And they do it for you. That's why it's Done For You Real Estate. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this whole process works. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com. One more time, doneforyoubuck.com. You can begin your real estate investment journey today. Real estate is safe, sound, stable for the long term. Safe, I feel like, should be a word, right? Stable and safe. Would that make sense? Safe. But it's stable and long-term investing in real estate. And honestly, I've had such a great experience with this company, and I know you will too. Go check it out. You'll see. Doneforyoubuck.com. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com. I wanted to play this. This is Jim Jordan, who points out, the FBI, we're just talking about Twitter and the FBI counsel going to Twitter to be their deputy counsel, top lawyer. Here's Jim Jordan just saying, why can't the FBI stay out of elections? Play 22.
When is the FBI just going to stay out of elections? In 2016, they spied on President Trump's campaign. 2018 was the Mueller investigation. 2020, they were doing these briefings to suppress the Hunter Biden story that led to the suppression of the Hunter Biden story. 2022, 91 days before the election, they raid President Trump's home. And then a couple weeks ago, 3 days after President Trump announces he's running for the White House in 2024, they name a special counsel who's going to harass him for the next 2 years. Maybe it'd be nice if they just let we the people, let the American people decide who we want to be president, who we want representing us in the United States Congress. Just let the people decide. Stay out of it, for goodness sake.
You'd think that's what they would do, but it's not what the FBI does, as we all know. And I think it is because the Democrat mentality has become so corrosive to our republic that they can justify anything. They're saving our democracy by undermining it. That's where we are. They save democracy by undermining it. And then there's also this Trump Organization prosecution. They just got a conviction of the Trump Organization. They might pay $1 million fine or something like this, because they're saying inflated asset prices and with the banks and fraud or something. No one cares, except those with Trump derangement syndrome. This is the DA of New York, who won't clean up the streets of New York City, who is soft on criminals. But this, in the Democrat mind, somebody who preys on an innocent person, beats them with a bat and steals their wallet, that's a person who's misunderstood. But the Trump Organization inflating the price of an asset in a deal with a bank or something, that's the kind of crime they really want to crack down on. It's gross, but it's not even enough for them. I mean, here, Sonny Hostin says the quiet part out loud here, where the Trump Organization conviction is not enough. She wants a legal weapon to stop Donald Trump from even being able to run. Play 24.
Corporations under the law are considered people, yeah. But can you put a corporation in jail? No. Can you shut one down? Yeah, maybe. You can fine, like Whoopi said, I think it's $1.6 million. I think that, though, because his name is synonymous with his business, uh-huh. It's the Trump Organization. It's the Trump Hotel. It's a Trump this. Now we know he's a fraud. He's a cheater. But the
yes.
One thing that I am waiting for is if he is indicted and found guilty for taking those documents from Mar-a-Lago, the law provides that he can never run for federal office again.
That's why they're
trying
to get this
before January. That's where we need to keep our eye on. Keep our eyes on that prize, yeah. Because he should never be in office again.
They will never stop until they feel they have gotten their victory against Trump. Whatever they have to do, whatever madness they have to embrace, they have to find a way to prosecute him. And I don't even think it's enough that they stop him from running for president. I think they honestly, the
the leftist mentality has become they must destroy Donald Trump, his reputation, destroy his life, and lock him up. He's a 76-year-old man, served his country as president, incredibly successful, billionaire, media, you know, empresario, all this stuff. They're not going to be happy. They will not be satisfied until he's destroyed. And so that's why I understand he's running again. And the thing about Trump is they thought they were going to destroy him before. Didn't happen. We'll see. Thanks for rolling with, team. Appreciate you hanging out. I was on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show solo for 3 hours. So if you want more content, go check that out today. And I'll be back tomorrow here. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.